Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
What's up, people? It's the Trim Healthy Podcast, but this time not with Serene and Pearl. It's just me. I know, crazy, like a historic moment. But please, don't go anywhere. I'm not going to talk about aliens. I'm not going to talk about sci-fi. It's really weird because I'm looking around a room and there's no one here. Except the crew. Say hi, crew. Should I look at the camera? What should I do?
Danny, I'm just going to be that voice off to the side.
Producer John.
When you need it. I'll be on camera if if we need to clear the room of roaches.
Should I talk to the camera, though? I'm going to talk to this plant. Is that in the shot? Okay. Why are y'all all quiet? If you guys are quiet, it's going to make me nervous. To be honest, I'm a little bit nervous. The gal energy is gone. When I first got here, it was a bunch of males, but then Leslie came in and saved it. But listen, guys, I promise you, I've got some goodies, man. I've got some soul stew, okay? So I did bring notes because I'm a little nervous. But there's some things that I think are super important post what if you could, Danny. And this is what I mean by that. Like, here it is. I wrote this book, right? Look at this. Show it to camera. This book, What If You Could, there's a picture of me leaping into the wind, leaping into my destiny. And I left something out of this book that I think is super important. And don't worry, this is not a book commercial. I honestly, at this point, it's been like 3 years. I don't care if people buy this book. I actually have more joy giving it away. But here's the outline for today. Is someone creeping on me?
Danny's book available on Amazon and at DannyValdez.com.
Yeah. Thanks, John. All right. So here's what I want to bring you today. All right. Let's get down to business. All right. Number one, I want to talk about the balance that I failed to add to my book. Something really important that I actually had to learn the hard way. The second thing I want to talk about is how my failure, it's not just adding it to the book, but it wasn't a part of my life at the time, how that dramatically affected my health. The lack of balance in what I was doing and what I was pursuing and what it literally did. I mean, I was in the doctor. I was diagnosed I went to like 5 different doctors diagnosed with like PTSD, anxiety disorder. So it really affected my health dramatically. And the third thing I want to talk about is the one revelation that will lead you to the greatest adventure you will ever experience on this earth. And I know that sounds like a big tee up here for like, yeah, that sounds like clickbait, but this is something that, you know, I learned in the years after this that just radically changed really everything. And I almost wish that I could have had like a whole section of this in there, because to me, this is so much more important than what I wrote about in here. And so, and I also have a show and tell for you today. Oh, it's a surprise. We're not going to look at it yet. Okay, we'll get there. Okay, so this is going to be fun. Okay, so this book, right? So What If You Could? It was a book about a carpenter who was me, and I had spent most of my career providing for a wife and 4 children. This is so weird, not looking at the camera or like a person. Like, who am I supposed to look at? Les, get in.
I'm just going to sit here.
Oh, hey, girl.
But not talk. Because it is weird. It's weird watching you not looking at
me. Is it painful for you as well?
Yeah, painful over there.
Yeah.
John. Okay, I got it.
Oh, do you guys feel that? Do you feel it?
I'm going to be checking my Instagram like you do when Serene and Pearl are talking.
Well, when the camera cuts to you, you better show up. Okay, Les, This is good. This is good. Man, your hair is red today.
And I think both of our curls are on point today, too.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay. Okay. Did you read my book, Liz? You sad
and
little
I didn't,
treasure troll.
You know what? And I didn't read John's, and I've not read any Trim Healthy Mama ones
it's
either.
Fair. So. I don't read anybody's book. I read
I'm
half
not
of John's.
A re- no, I mean, I'm so sorry. I'm not a reader.
Thank I read you, half of John's, and then ADHD kicked in hard, and I went, I'm on to the next project.
Yeah. My book had a lot of pictures, though. So
you had a great picture.
Yeah, you could just look pictures and do half the book.
Feel this. We've got a carpenter, right? Mm-hmm. And I was providing for a wife and four kids. And I was sort of living this, like, I'm like Jesus dream. Like, it felt spiritual because I was a carpenter. And like, you know, I dropped out of school in the 10th grade. And carpentry was something that I found to do to survive and pay bills. Les?
I'm concentrating.
Focus.
I just realized it was set back. Like I said, I wouldn't.
And so I was at a place in my carpentry career where things weren't working. Financially, things were really falling apart. I was not doing what you would call providing for a family. And I felt like a failure. I felt like a loser. And I had a friend, long story short, ask me, what if you could be anything you wanted to be, though? Like, what would that be like? What would you feel? He got me into my emotion around this topic. And I got back in touch with what I wanted to do since I was a kid. And that was be an entertainer. I wanted to be an actor. I wanted to be a host. It was a lot of how this came about, how me being on this podcast came about. And I wrote a book to encapsulate this. Not that I ever thought that I would sell a million copies or that this would be some big product on a shelf. In fact, I often shy away from talking about it and rarely do, but I felt like I wanted to capture something that so many of my trade industry friends were experiencing. And that was that life of struggle, that life where it seems like there's just no way out, you know, like you're trapped in this thing. And I feel that, you know, so many of my friends were trapped. And that's what I want. That's what I wanted to do. It was almost like I couldn't call all my friends individually. And so I wrote a book to like give to them, really. And now it's for sale. Mm-hmm. And so.
Did you sell it to your friends or did you give them?
I actually just gave it all to them. And then other people.
I'm just checking your moral compass there. I was just keeping it real.
Thank you.
You're just, that's you.
Yeah. Good on you, Les.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're here.
Thanks.
Okay. So here's what I wish I would have said in this book is that, yes, you can rewrite your character. You can create anything you want in this life. You can be anything you want to be. You're not trapped. Mm-hmm. Okay. But to really like for the leopard to change his spots, right? To like be something that you've never been and to do something you've never done. I wasn't prepared and couldn't have been for the cost. And what it could cost people listening to really make huge catastrophic changes in your career or in whatever it is. During my writing of that book and then afterwards, me trying to live that out and break into the movie industry and potentially, you know, I had these ideas of hosting a Tonight Show. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like I'm going to go
Big
dreams. Like I'm going to go from the guy in small town and like I'm going to get a call or something. And I went about sacrificing so much to build that. Mm-hmm. I stayed up late. Mm-hmm. I was the guy. Have you ever seen the movie where the dad's not present at the ballet dance for the daughter? Mm-hmm. I mean, I was literally that guy. And you know, when I watched those movies, you know, I remember thinking, come on, Hollywood, don't dog the hardworking man. You know, I don't know if it's this way for everybody, but, you know, for me, the hardworking man, the guy that was going to do it and pull it off for his family was a hiding place for me. Mm-hmm. The reality was I didn't have any parental download into me as a child. And so once my children got past like age 3 or 4, I didn't really know what to do with them. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a deposit to give out to my family. And I was a bit of a lost soul in the world, even after publishing a book.
So we're talking in the time that I know, like the current, like not current Danny, because I'm sure we're gonna have some sort of revelation.
Not here. Current Danny, but post book Danny.
Post book Danny, which was I knew that Danny.
You know that. You knew that Danny.
And that was pre or post dressing gown Danny. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
that was
during,
a dark moment.
During and post.
During and post.
During and post. And I would say a lot of this, not even only in the last 6 months have I really, really got it.
That's awesome.
I'm glad you're asking.
Can I intercept?
Yeah, please.
That's so funny because I feel very similar. Like I'm a massive dreamer. And I thought once upon a time, the biggest dreams, you know, like the landing the biggest tour or traveling to the furthest, farthest away place was the goal, was the success.
Yeah.
It could not be further from the truth or where I'm at now.
Yeah. Because you were touring with Def Leppard. Were at the pinnacle of...
Well, I mean, yeah.
JB, let's say it.
Ben is in the background saying Justin Bieber.
At that time,
he was probably the biggest pop star on the planet. It was stadium tours. And I've never been more unhappy. I mean, that's not nothing against JB. It just... When I got to the top of what I thought the top of the hill was, it was probably, you know, it was the saddest place I've ever been. And so my point is that I didn't know what what the Danny takeover was going to look like today, but I'm glad you're telling me this story because I can relate more than you know.
Yeah.
Like right now, to me, to be home with my family, with the barnyard of mutts, that's it.
Yeah, that's so good, lad.
Yay!
Well, I'm so glad you shared that because, you know, I was out there, you know, on my tour, so to speak. You know, I was building these things that's the thing.
Well, manifested hard in that. Yeah,
hardcore. Yeah. You know, I was telling the world, and specifically my trade industry friends, I was like, guys, we can break out. I found the door. I found the door. You got to believe in yourself. Mm-hmm. You got to rewrite your character. You got to stay up, work hard. Mm-hmm. But man. If you don't do that in balance and you don't do that soberly, and if you have the wrong images out in front of you that you're chasing and that you're trying to get, you're going to lose the most important things. Mm-hmm. I want to show you this.
Okay.
Okay. This is embarrassing.
This is only for his video.
This is only
for the peeps watching.
Yeah, but I'm going to talk it through for you listeners too on the podcast.
Maybe
but
producer John here can somehow figure out this to be the
automatically. Well, no. Here's the secret. Go to our YouTube channel, Trim Healthy Mama.
Page.
Yeah, go to Trim Healthy Mama. It's on. We're posting all of our podcasts on YouTube now, and you can see this live. This is super embarrassing.
Can I just for the people that aren't watching, like okay. Danny showed up. With like
Stop
a poster
it.
Book, like a storyboard, like he printed pictures. I mean, beautiful pictures of his kiddos, and there's Mrs. V I'm not going to say what it is, but they're all black and white.
Okay,
and
enough.
Like,
it's a secret.
Okay, sorry,
Danny. We'll get some images.
He
of
came
that,
with
I'll
a show and
the,
tell.
I'll put it in the podcast.
I'm going to hold it
came
for the
with a show
too.
And tell. If I did just ruin that,
check and see
we
if
can
this
edit
is in
it
camera.
Out.
All right, guys, behind the scenes, here comes Jay. Run, Jay,
and
run.
Danny, I've also called him out a few times for being diva. Like, he wanted a plant in the background. And now he's asking Jeremiah to check
look at
that his poster is in the shot.
Okay, hold on. Is something...
Did
if
I really
I hold
ruin
it, here,
it?
If I hold it here. Okay. Okay, here we go, guys. It's time for an exercise in deep vulnerability. This... Okay, is this in?
Oh, it's double-sided. Well, yep. Yeah. Okay.
Is this in? Hold it down. Okay, well, the mic's in the way. Here, can the mic be up here? How's this?
Have
Does
you
this
ever... If this is not incentive to go watch the podcast,
okay.
I don't know what is.
And John, can you hear me?
Yeah, okay. You're right there. Oh.
I know you can physically hear me. Okay, guys.
Oh, Leslie.
Vulnerability time.
Oh, Leslie.
So as I'm trying to pull this off, right? as I'm trying to get my family out of poverty and I'm trying to reach my childhood dream of becoming an entertainer, it was popular at the time to create a vision board. And on the vision board
is what you brought.
I brought my vision board. On a vision board, you put the things that you want to see actually come out of the vision board and be in your life, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's
this epic. Mm-hmm. I can tell this is the Hollywood.
This is the wrong side. This is so vulnerable. And no, I didn't black out things I said. That some of that was just because I got an old crusty board from the carpenter's shed.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't go buy a board. You know, these kids on Instagram, they get their trendy vision board.
Right.
I'm like, man, you guys got money, don't you? Like, yeah, this you is can like decorate
a piece of old plywood or three or whatever it is, quarter inch.
So, you know, different things here, these rockets and stuff, they represent things to me personally. But, you know, on my vision board, I've got a beautiful house. I feel like you can hear me. Okay.
You're good.
I've got this beautiful house with a swimming pool, you know. I wanted that, what, selfishly? No, for my family. This was for us to have friends and parties over and live that dream. You know, for some people, it's like land and horses and they want to live on a farm or whatever. A lot of women want that farm. Yeah. You know? Well, this is my Hollywood version. Got Morgan Freeman here saying, be the breakthrough.
He's hanging out at the pool with you?
He's or just, poolside.
Oh, no,
yeah.
He's just like.
Yeah, because that's what I was going
to
manifest.
He's just telling you what to do. You're going to be friends with him.
Oh, Morgan was coming. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jim Carrey, my childhood.
I can so see that.
This
right
is my
now.
Childhood hero. And I wanted to
yours are annoying as like, I mean, like equally amazing, but loud and annoying at the same time.
Thank you.
Amazingly annoying.
No, I feel that as accomplished shove.
Yeah. Your mission accomplished. You and Mr. Carrey.
Jim Carrey was,
God, imagine them in a room together.
I acted like Jim Carrey until I was about 35.
And
Serena and Pearl actually cooled me off. They were like, Danny, just like be yourself. Like talk to us like the Danny we know.
Amazing.
Because I was like, I wanted to just be a performer.
I am now concerned about your microphone too. You know?
Leave it alone.
Do you not think it's close
we
enough?
Have a...
But his mic, can you hit, is his mic? Yeah.
Right. Yeah, we're good.
It's picking up and it's in
Let's
the show.
Let's go, Les. We've got a red Tesla. I wanted black. Couldn't find a black Tesla picture. We put red.
Were Teslas a thing 5 years ago?
Oh, that hurts.
My sad.
Yeah. No, they don't know. They were more a thing then. Yeah. I'd still do a Cybertruck.
Okay.
But this is what I wanted to make happen.
Uh-huh.
For me, for my family, right? This was the dream. And what I didn't realize was that while I had these things out in front of me, I was missing really what mattered the most. And I was missing maybe not ballet, but like things my kids were doing, I couldn't be there because, oh, I got a call and there's this music video being shot and they need an extra. And if I'm not an extra, then I won't be a leading character in a smaller project. And if I'm not a leading character, then I'm not going to be hired for a bigger project. Mm-hmm. Then I'll never be on TV. Mm-hmm. So I can't come to the family stuff. You know, I can't be there. Mm-hmm. And that led to so much, like, it cost me in terms of my kids as they were becoming teenagers just needed their dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
I was making the dream happen for them. We were having behavioral issues in my family. I was starting to fight and argue with my wife a lot. She would just be like, can you please be with us for dinner? Meanwhile, I'm on the podcast, right? Telling people to like be the breakthrough.
Right.
And I'm not showing up in my family. Mm-hmm. And it was in my household years of hell. And I want to show you the other side.
Okay.
I got my act together.
Mm-hmm.
And I got some sense. And I just had a big ball fest in my office one day where I just got the magic in the revelation or something that of what my vision board should look like. I want to show you the other side.
Aww.
Like when I got my vision board right, I'm not saying I don't have a pull out back. You know, I'm not
friends with Morgan Freeman.
Morgan's not over. Jim Carrey, although Jim Carrey, I almost got to interview him.
Uh-uh.
He turned it down. He didn't know it was me or personal. It wasn't personal, but Jim Carrey rejected me.
forget him.
How's that for full circle?
That's why he's not on your vision board anymore. I love your vision board, Danny.
This, me and my wife, these are all my kids.
Gorgeous.
I took all these photos. And what I realized is when you make your family your dream, mm-hmm. you can live your dreams today.
Yes, sir.
And you don't have to wait and waste your life chasing fantasies, you know? And it's not that I don't want to, you know, be in films. It's not that I don't want to, you know, do cool stuff in my career. But I realized that I'm in a season where I have a higher dream. I have a better calling, and that is to show up in their life. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the dream.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene and Pearl. Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Hey, Danny.
Juan, come talk to me.
Yeah, Matt, you sparked something. You triggered something in a good way.
Come on.
My wife and I were actually having this conversation because it's tied into another thing. I do a lot of writing that has nothing to do with Trimouthy Mama, just stuff on the side. And one of the pieces that I am working on is it's centered around the idea of how we as a modern society think about vacations.
Yeah.
And it was sparked by a conversation that my wife and I were having about later in life. And this ties into like what Leslie was saying earlier. It's like later in life, like the thought of when people go on vacation, it's almost like they're escaping the other side of right. your vision board. You know what I'm saying? Like when you flipped your vision board around and it was your beautiful family and your home and that. I see a lot of people treating vacations as an escape, mm-hmm. getting away from that. Like, and we were talking, my wife and I were talking about how most of the time when people go on vacations, you just go and you sleep in a hotel or you sleep in some sort of other room and you eat at restaurants and you go and usually see a landmark, some sort of like, you know, touristy landmark or two. And that's people, we use that word vacation. It's like, it's an escape. I think some people even refer to their vacations as an escape. And it's an interesting phenomena that we work so hard as a people mm-hmm. to save up money and take a little slice of time to escape the other side of mm-hmm. What your vision mm-hmm. board represents. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Totally.
You know what I mean? And to hear like I count both of you as like dear, dear friends. And I've known Leslie longer than there's been a Trim Healthy Mama company, you know, and I've watched everything mm-hmm. she said, I watched happen to my friend. And to think that she went from, I watched her. She was the first side of your vision board. You know, I mean, every time I want to check in with Leslie, she's in Morocco or she was in, you know, Spain somewhere, you know, just doing all these things that most people would go, oh, that's so awesome to do. And I'm sure it was awesome at the time.
here's the thing, to interject for 1 second, there is a season for it. And it's not an unhealthy thing to experience. Like I hope that when your kids are of age, if they so inclined, before they meet their family, before they do that, if they want to do a road trip across America, or they, you know, like if that's what they want to do. And I think it's actually, I think it can be very healthy. It can be very, it can shape you, you know, like I'm not saying that everyone should be shaped like me, because I am a very confident, traveled, you know, like I'm a certain kind of woman that side of your vision board shaped and created. There's nothing wrong with never leaving your hometown. Like I often think, I was like, what if I never left my hometown? Like what, like not what if you could, but like what if that, you know, and it's not even worth thinking about because, but yeah.
There's, it's like we are, as a people, we are pre-programmed and conditioned to want to escape. Mm. You know what I mean? Like we people refer to their vacations as escapes. Mm-hmm. And if, you know, like Leslie was saying, like a lot of people think, you know, I've got to grow up and get away from home. Mm-hmm. I got to get away from where I'm at. And everyone's trying to get away mm-hmm. and be somewhere else other than what about on your couch with your spouse and your kids and your pets? And
yeah, no, that's and, huge.
You know, why is that not mm-hmm. the goal?
Well, and that brings me to the second thing I wanted.
Anyways, didn't mean to hijack the
not
conversation,
at all.
But
I'm glad.
When just your vision board like just ticked that box for me because I'm literally writing about that exact same just from a completely different angle.
So
anyways,
no, dude, I'm so glad you shared that. Like,
no worries. I'm gonna go back.
Is it time for part two? I have a question.
Oh
is
no,
there a part two.
We get to part two.
I just want to let everybody know that Pearl is texting me.
Oh,
she's
like
checking on us. How's it going?
Yeah, text her back. Tell her we're gonna be here a couple hours. We're gonna dig deep today.
So she's
and you're right, Les. Like, totally, there's a legitimate time to make those things happen, and that can be with children too. The point is that make sure you find out what it's going to cost you. Mm-hmm. To me, it's not worth missing my daughter's presentation at mm-hmm. school ever, mm-hmm. ever. I mean, there's got to be just daddy has to. That's there, right? But man, there's so many men who, like, and I was raised thinking this way, like the man is just gone doing it, pulling it off for his family. And then a man will get mad when that's questioned. Oh, who's going to provide? And it's like, so many men are hiding behind this idea of this bankrupt survival, life or death, fight or flight approach, and they're handing that DNA down to their children, mm-hmm. and their children are going to grow up and scream out at their children, well, then who's going to pay the bills? Mm-hmm. And dude, like, I understand there is a thing where you do got to just get it done. Mm-hmm. But man, what kind of, like, are we so powerless that we can't, like, we can build anything, we can create, we can pull it off and farm till midnight mm-hmm. and pay those bills? Well, why can't we also create something that doesn't look like that mm-hmm. to where we are in balance and we're there in these mm-hmm. critical times for our families?
Man, it takes us, I mean, I love that. What would Serena, you know, like, what are the women listening to say, like, well, I need my husband to have this job and I don't mind that he's not, you know what I mean? Like, just on the flip side of things.
Of course. Well, okay, let's...
Pearl, and so I could, my spidey senses is like, Pearl and Serene want to say something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is because I'm not there.
Well, they can comment in the YouTube video.
Yeah, they can
comment section.
Pearl, send your comments.
And stop going out of town.
Support at trimhealthymama.com.
And I won't hijack the podcast anymore. All right?
Yeah, that just so, like, this, Danny does have Serene and Pearl's blessing.
Do you
want
to go to Mexico?
Just, like, break into the
podcast. Or do you want the pot? Do you want it, like, you know? I'm kidding. I love you girls.
No, come on. Like the flip side, right? Like, okay, so you don't want to, you have decided now, balance. I'm never missing the ball game or the ballet or the presentation unless there's going to be that 1% time that has to be.
Yeah, life happens.
And you want to create this balance. You have created a lifestyle, a job where it's sustainable. You're not living the Hollywood dream, but there's food on the table.
I'm living a way better dream.
Way better.
I'm living a way better dream. There are people in Hollywood pounding pills.
Oh, yeah, miserable.
Dreaming of the life I have.
But
or in that
about,
you have. Not me. I'm not.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
But what about our listeners, our women that are listening, that have husbands, that have those jobs?
Yeah. Well,
soften the message.
Okay. Well, well, let me harden it first.
Sure.
Okay. And then we'll soften it because you... In counting the cost, you know, a lot of these men are suffering in their bodies too. And this is the second thing I wanted to get mm-hmm. to about how this affected my health. Mm-hmm. And your body has warning indicators and they speak to you and it's not like they give you solutions. They tell you that something's out of balance and something's not right. And so while I was doing this, if you remember some of that. I'm showing up in my wife's robe with death on my face, no product in the hair. I remember sitting here and just feeling terrified. I would sit in this podcast, I would intro the show, and then hope I never had to speak again. And I was quaking inside. I had, it felt, I described it as a spear in my gut of fear and anxiety. And I was convinced, not I thought, I knew 100% I was dying of colon cancer.
Oh, yeah.
I knew it.
I remember it.
I knew it. And and unless you know you're dying of cancer or something else, even if whether you are or not, you don't know what I'm talking about. It is a horror. It made me, I would faint. Like when people get so scared they faint, I would faint at noon. You know, because all the signs were there. All the checklists on the internet told me I had it, and I was convinced. I couldn't eat. I was down to 115 pounds, really skinny, very unhappy with the way I looked. You know, women get unhappy with the way they look physically on the opposite end of the spectrum. They get big. I was unhappy with how scrawny I was. When I tried to eat, I would just get more sick. The stress in my life was shutting down my appetite. It was shutting down my digestion. And so all of these gut pains all over. So I was literally mistaking an anxiety disorder for cancer. Because I didn't think that fear could be this powerful.
And I don't think anyone can, hands on their heart, say that they have not made, not to the point that, you know, but I think it's very easy to feel some symptom, go down some rabbit hole, and have yourself all kinds of tripping because, oh, what's happening?
100%.
So that's relatable for sure. Don't, you know. So.
Yeah, it may not be a specific like gut issues or whatever. But you're right. So many people can relate to that, where they have some sort of manifestation of their own neurosis. Is that the right?
What is the solution for those, the people that are there right now? What, not solution? What is your advice?
Yeah, well.
Because it's got to have a happy ending.
Yeah, it will. It will. You know, so there are some practical things you can do to flip some switches in your brain, because we all have different personalities. And I feel in society, we have too quickly diagnosed those personalities. What we do is we diagnose the weak side of a certain type of personality. So some people are super creative, super inspirational, can improvise, can fix on the spot, right? These guys end up often being mechanics. You know, women, I see so many on Instagram, female artists that are, you see what they come up with. Well, those same people, almost all of them, when you say, well, at your weakest, what's your symptom? And it's anxiety.
Right.
Or depression. A lot of the art community is known for taking their life, even. And so these are real things, real chemicals happening in the brain. A lot of it can be, a lot of those switches can be flipped through some basic things like waking up at the same time, eating a breakfast. You know, before you take pills, wake up, eat breakfast, work out. It's so hard to do for creatives because you want to sleep in and you're a night owl.
Hate breakfast. Yeah.
And so you can get into self-abusive cycles that you don't picture as abusive. There's also a lot of psychology in there when you don't believe in yourself and when you are depressed. You can sabotage yourself. Sleeping in can be a form of sabotage. And so fix it. Just get up. It's hard, but you can do it. Get out of bed. You know, do practical things. Oh, I'm real indoorsy. I don't have many friends. Yeah, fix that. Just get weird and go get into a group. You know, me and my son just signed up for Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Of course you did.
MMA. because him and I are similarly wired and we can tend to lose our stuff.
Right.
You know, we want to fight people around us. We want to argue. We want to sass our mother or sass our wife, depending on the age. You know, and so, oh, you like to fight? Dude, go fight. Go get in a fight class. And man, I didn't want to go. I don't want to meet these strangers. I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to start over with relationships. What do you do for a living? Who cares? I don't care what I do for a living. I don't care what you do for a living. Right. Let's fight. But you got to go through that work and it fixes it. Mm. When I'm in fight class, all my anxiety's gone. Mm. When I'm sitting at my desk wondering what I'm going to do for work, it's like the devil's got a spear in my gut.
I know. I know. And I know that, you know, again, tapping into Serena and Pearl here, that they would say that yes to what you said, but that lifestyle and that the way that you eat and treat your body, it would be a huge
major.
You know,
I can tell you something else. 5-HTP. I'll let Serena and Pearl edit this out because this is a herbal. I don't know if it's an herb. 5-HTP.
Never heard of it.
5-HTP is a. It's not an herb. It's like found in your body.
Is it our sponsor today?
This episode's been brought to you by 5-HTP. No one owns 5-HTP. Okay. It's a mineral or something. It's naturally found in the earth, but certain personalities will be low in certain chemicals. My personality type, the creative, the you know, the spontaneous, the hyper anxious, can be low in certain chemicals that 5-HTP fixes. I have terrible sleep habits. So when I think I'm sleeping, I actually test 9 out of 10 on sleep apnea. So I think I'm sleeping because in the morning I'm like, oh, I slept so hard. I can't even get out of bed. I actually barely slept. And that sets me up for psycho town all day where I don't want to eat. 5-HTP has been very helpful for me to regulate.
For Danny.
For me personally. Good girl. Good girl. For me personally. I know I'm sitting here on their podcast recommending supplements, and so I'm feeling weird about that.
Oh, it's just in your opinion. You like that.
Research. Mm-hmm. Research and solve some of these. So there are some practical things to get out of that. Food's a big one, you know. Cut the sugar. I can't do sugar. I can't do coffee. Mm-hmm. You know? Some people can, they think they can do coffee, but they're manic.
And that is
you can't do coffee.
Yeah. Serena and Pearl are always preaching that the woman are the CEO of the household. And that, you know, okay, so maybe your husband does not want to eat the asparagus, the broccoli, the okra, the things like that. But, you know, there are ways to help, you know, to help.
Yeah.
Them, you know.
Well, so having my eye on the wrong prize broke my health down. Mentally, physically, spiritually. I mean, I was like, there just can't be a God.
I love that. Having your eye, I had my eye on the wrong prize.
Yeah. Yeah. Seek first the kingdom.
That was Prof Ben, Profy Cousin, Prof Ben. What do they call you? Cousy Prof Ben.
This is ancient wisdom, you know, and get off this trip about like, I don't believe the Bible. It's like, fine, don't believe the Bible. Believe the ancient writings. Call it that, you know, and sure, like people have potentially mispresented it and everything, but like there's ancient stuff there, you know, and my health fell apart. My spirituality was falling apart. I remember just weeping in my window, looking out my window, like, what is God? I am abandoned on this planet. I'm completely abandoned. There is no one coming to save me. No one coming to help me. I'm supposed to pull this off for this wife and these 4 kids. Sure, I made that decision to have 4 kids or whatever, but like all in faith, assuming God was going to provide and I wasn't going to be miserable my whole life and poor. What is this? This is crazy. And, you know, I heard a guy say, you're not going to find the gold unless you face the dragon. Mm. And man, those low times, those deep anguish moments of suffering and questioning everything, they have given me all the good things I have right now. Mm-hmm. I don't have anything. I mean, I do. I just the best things that I have are a direct result of that very, very hard time in my life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's people that, you know, you might think, I'm just, this life is terrible. I mean, there's people, they're days away from leaving. You know, I mean, they're days away and they have kids. For some people, and I've been there, the only thing that even kept me here was my kids, mm-hmm. not my wife. Love my wife. Everybody knows it. It was my children mm-hmm. that I can't do this. I can't give them that. But that was it. But man, and thank God for that. Thank God that there was some token mm-hmm. in there to prevent me from doing that. But man, it's not unreasonable even. Mm-hmm. You're not crazy for thinking, you know, like, I want to get out of here. I want to check out. This is stupid. There's a lot of stupid down here. Mm-hmm. But man, so much of it is our own neurosis. Like mm-hmm. it's our own creation. And that's part of facing that dragon. That dragon's inside, you know, and that's what I had to overcome. And through, like, you know, when I wrote that book, I thought that it was like this message for the world.
Right.
It was actually an exercise to exercise demons. Mm-hmm. You know, this book was to say, all right, go out there and make it happen mm-hmm. with your Tesla and your poolside Hollywood life. Like, yeah, go for it. Let's go see how, you know, Jim Carrey on side mm-hmm. A of my vision board said, I wish everyone would become as successful as I am so that they could see finally that this isn't it.
Right. I love that.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene and Pearl. Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
All right, so here's the third thing. I talked about the one revelation that will lead you to the greatest adventure you'll ever experience on Earth, and I'm going to deliver it. Mm-hmm.
Is this the third this and is final the third land
and
planning?
Final. Liz, you're a good host.
Do
you feel the interview energy?
I do.
Yeah.
I feel a bit Barbara Walters-y. Mm-hmm. I feel a bit 60 Minutes-y.
You're killing it.
But I also know, as co-producer Leslie, that we have to land the plane now.
We got a show to, mm-hmm. to
bring it. Bring yeah. the meat and potatoes.
Okay. 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 What is heaven? Okay. When we think about heaven, you know, people, oh, it's a beautiful place, right? God's there. Oh, I'll be with my family. There'll be a banquet
of cheese.
Cheese.
Crackers.
Crackers. Mm-hmm. Goat cheese.
Right.
Grapes. Turkey, but salted, not the dry. Beautiful heaven, right? I was sitting at my dinner table the other night. I'm gonna pause to let the audience just get it on their own here. Okay, pause over.
All right. I got it. I did get it as audience.
I was sitting at my dinner table.
With your family.
I lifted up my eyes and it hit me. I'm in heaven. Mm-hmm. I'm in
nice, Dan.
Heaven.
Yeah.
You know,
I feel that every day. You know, I'm Pisamos over here, but I feel that every stinking day I wake up. I love the morning. I love it. I love my life. I know I'm fortunate. I love my job. I love my farm. I love you, Dan. Mm. All y'all. That's my best British y'all.
Look, you can build the American dream if you want to.
I did.
You can build it if you want. Just remember what it's going to cost you.
Right.
But I propose that you build the heavenly dream and you enter into heaven right now. Okay? It is such a trap. It is the carrot on the stick dangling out in front of us Americans and the rest of the world. And we got a lot of world friends here. The Canadian dream, the African dream. It's a worldwide podcast,
English
baby. The English dream. Okay, we're done. You get it. You can chase that carrot if you want to, or you can open your eyes and phase for a minute out of what you see around you that you're calling Earth and that you're calling temporary. And we've sort of been trained to do that religiously, like eye on the prize, right? That oh, this is hard and bad, but when I die, you know, I'm gonna go to heaven. And it's like, dude, that you don't even know what that looks like, first of all. You know, we all have our ideas, right? Of like, you know, whatever. But they're all like Earth type of concepts, you know? And the reality is no eye has seen, no ear has heard. It's not even entered into our minds what that next reality will be like. But like, what if you could be in heaven now? Like, have you ever seen Golden Hour on planet Earth? Have you ever seen an orange sunset where the Earth bakes in an orange glow? Where it's like you're on this other planet. Have you ever sat and ate food with people you love? Like, grab your child's face. Look into the eyes of God. Don't stop going to some religious place, some building somewhere to try to like find God. Grab your daughter by the ears.
He is literally.
Look into the very face of God. Look what heaven looks like in practice. And if you'll do that, if you will open your eyes and you will accept this truth that heaven can be real, that it's not a religious fantasy, it's not for the future, but it is upon us. It is amongst us. Like,
love it.
This is it. Now,
Serena,
let me end.
Serena Pearl would love this message.
Hey,
would
let me not end with, you know, like this religious idea that I've had of heaven, like my whole life until like the other night at my dinner table, you know, like it was really another grandiose distraction, another Morgan Freeman by the pool, you know, that this putting off of entering in now. Mm-hmm. And I want to quote the GOAT here in a minute, but like if you can
wasn't GOAT banned this year?
We did ban it.
Yeah, we did.
I'm bringing it back.
Okay,
though,
just because it fits. One time.
Just
okay,
this once.
Got it.
Like if you can be, you made it, dude. Like you made it. You're in heaven, and there's golden sunsets and banquet tables and children and life, and your loved ones are here. And that's not to take away from this like upgraded like next reality or anything. I'm not taking away from that. I'm just saying, like, why wait? It's just a perspective shift, and you can make that shift. And you know, like the fact that we're breathing again and we're here again and we woke up again, like if you can grasp that reality, everything else in your life will be heaven. And I want to quote the GOAT. Your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. But when they are bad, your body also is full of darkness. See to it then that the light within you is not darkness.
Nice, babe.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Awesome.